When producer David Maxson plans a summer getaway with his girlfriend, they head for Burton Island in Vermont. After only a few days of roughing it, they hatch a plan to escape back to the conveniences of the city. You're listening to the Nature Stories podcast. I'm Samantha Brown with Atlantic Public Media, curating this podcast in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. Each week we bring you pieces about the intersection of people and place. Up now, Escape from Burton Island, produced by David Maxson.
My Brooklyn neighborhood is lively.
Yeah, I'll give this a brother and son of what?
It can be a little chaotic. And recently, it started to grate on my nerves. I need to get away and relax.
Let's see. Burton Island State Park. St. Albans Bay, Vermont. Accessible only by boat. Nature Center, trails, park store with food service. Good fishing. A ferry runs to and from Kilcare State Park. Kilcare, huh? That sounds good.
My girlfriend Con and I drive up and take the ferry over. We stand on the bow of the boat invoking Leo DiCaprio and grin stupidly at what a perfect idea this is. The island is beautiful. We get the tent up and go for a swim. It's super calm and nice, just the way we imagined. On the way back to the campsite, we check out the island store.
Guys, after the weekend, or the week?
It's your basic resort-style Monopoly, overpriced, understocked. They sell hamburgers, but refuse to sell us hamburger meat. We buy a few things, and the prices rival the New York bodegas. We agree to try and avoid it. We'll catch and eat fish instead. And luckily, the fishing is great. We catch a couple right away and cook them over the campfire. This is a life, we say. Because that's what you say when you go camping. As we're falling asleep, though, there's a rustling around the tent. I keep turning on the flashlight to see what it is, assuring Con there's no dangerous animals out there. But she tells me it's not the animals that scare her. It's the humans. Then she sees something. She's really freaked out. I look up and I see it, too. My adrenaline shoots up as I fumble around for the flashlight. I finally get it turned on, and there, right in front of our tent, is my backpack. In the morning, we make some coffee and decide to explore the hiking trails. We have fish sandwiches for lunch. Then we swim some more and fish some more. Back at the campsite, we talk about what to do for dinner. See, summer lake fish, especially the bass we've been eating, is pretty fishy-tasting fish. And everything, our hands, our clothes, seem to reek of it now. So we give in and head over to the store to order a sandwich. But at 6 o'clock in the evening, it's already closed for the night. And the day's last ferry has already come and gone. At this point, an unexpected panic sets in, and we suddenly feel trapped. So I devise a plan. I'll pout until morning, and then we'll take the first ferry off the island. But Con feels the only way to sleep through the rummaging mice and menacing humans and backpacks is some combination of wine and Benadryl. Things not found on this island after dark. She seeks the counsel of the park staff who are closing up shop for the evening. She asks if we can get off the island with them when they leave. They live on the island. She begs them. There must be a way. There's talk of a taxi service and even of swimming off the island. Finally, she gets them to give us a canoe.
So we got a boat?
Yeah. She's like, she knows I'm desperate. I've been like going back and forth for like 2-3 hours.
Yeah. Does she think we're crazy? Well, so what do you want to get?
Let's get some hot dogs, brats.
Yeah.
Hamburgers, because we do have 2 hamburgers.
The lake is beautiful and calm, and the sun's setting as we canoe out. Once on shore, we spot an Italian restaurant. We gorge ourselves on pizza and lasagna and drink cold beer out of glasses. We pretend we've really been through something, that we really deserve it. We were trapped on a deserted island, for goodness sake. We're entitled. But when we get back to the ferry landing where the canoe is stashed, the gates are locked. The park is closed. We can't get back until morning. We feign disappointment for long enough to try and fool each other, if not ourselves, and pretend to consider sleeping in the car. Later, at the ski lodge-themed Cadillac Motel, sitting in the air conditioning, watching a gigantic television and eating leftover pizza, we drift into the kind of sleep that only comes from getting away with something, from being let off the hook. The next morning, we paddle back to Burton Island to retrieve our stuff. The water's choppy this time, and nearly tips over the canoe. The island almost seems to be rejecting us for cheating on it. On the ferry back off the island, we're still reeking of fish. The relief I had the night before is replaced by a pang of guilt. The vacation was over, and we had pretty much bailed on the whole secluded island thing, hadn't we? I mean, we couldn't even take 3 days of no restaurants or convenience stores. That's pretty weak. But then it hit me. This was actually a perfect vacation. Vacations are for getting away from everything, having fun, and decompressing. But there's something else I'm looking for in a getaway. I want to get sick of it. I want going home to become as much a relief as leaving home was in the first place. This trip just worked faster than most. Like instant gratification. Back in Brooklyn, the noise goes on. But I find myself being a little more tolerant of it. And I realize the vacation was kind of a microcosm for summer in general. I love summer, and I always look forward to it. It's like a little secluded island on the calendar every year. But eventually the whole enterprise becomes soiled with bug spray, sunblock, sand, sweat, and watermelon rinds. I start to look forward to the crisp air and colors of fall. That's a good thing. It means summer has been a success, because I'm over it.
No sleep till!
That piece comes from David Maxson in Brooklyn, New York. To hear more pieces like it, go to the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. The Nature Conservancy provides support for this podcast online at nature.org/stories, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. I'm Samantha Brown in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. Join us next week for a brand new Nature Stories podcast.